The Inland Revenue Department is warning that it will soon adopt a firmer stance on tax enforcement. In an interview, Comptroller Kelvin Pompey stated that while the department has attempted to promote voluntary compliance, some taxpayers persist in neglecting their legal obligations. He noted that too many taxpayers have become complacent and that the department will be stepping up enforcement under the law.
And our role here as tax administrators is to ensure that persons pay their fair share of taxes. We have been modernizing our operations. We have been doing our best in terms of engaging and reaching out to taxpayers, and we have been seeing the improvement in terms of compliance and payments. But the point, I think, to be made is that tax payment is something that one has to do voluntarily. And we believe, as I said earlier, that persons who are not seeing the department using the big stick approach essentially have become non-compliant because they think that there are no consequences to not paying taxes. And so we are, and would be, as we have been doing over the years, moving more towards using the enforcement measures as prescribed under the law.
Pompey also reminded the public of a number of taxes and licenses that are due at the end of this month and urged taxpayers to settle these obligations promptly to avoid penalties.
Estimated taxes are due for businesses. We also have license due, that is driver's license, persons with birthdays in September who have not yet paid, persons in October who want to pay early. Additionally, we have motor vehicle licenses that are due for motor vehicles with last digit 9 that is currently due, and of course persons who are paying half year for last digit 3. Those are also due. Liquor license due also the fourth quarter, because liquor license are payable in advance. And importantly, property taxes are due. This is the deadline for property taxes for the 24-25 property tax year.
Meanwhile, in light of Hurricane Beryl's recent impact, Pompey announced relief measures for property owners, particularly in the Grenadines.
For the period ending this September 2025, and for the period, the tax period ending September 2026. So there is a two-year exemption for persons in the Southern Grenadines. Of course, we know and recognize the devastating effect of Hurricane Beryl on the buildings and livelihood of persons in the Southern Grenadines. And so this exemption is to allow them to continue to recover. This exemption is also available on a case-by-case basis to persons on the mainland who would have suffered substantial damage as a result of Hurricane Beryl. Of course, persons on the mainland will have to do the necessary validation to us to claim the exemption.
Comptroller at the Inland Revenue Department, Kelvin Pompey. With today's special reports, I am Gaylon Brown.